Just at the end, I just lost focus of it. It wasn't one of the balls I knew that I should have put my hands on instead of just catching with my body because I was so open. This is one of those plays I wish I could get back.
You run through how much Manziel has grown between early in the season when he scrambled and hit you a couple of times against Tennessee and now.
I see when Manziel get the right focus in practice and be prepared fully for a practice for a full week and go out there and play, he's a baller. Knowing that the type of throws he threw yesterday was sort of like, oh, he sat in the pocket and just launched it, especially the couples to heart. And on the scrimmage here, to me, he put it in the pocket for only me can catch it, and I turned up and made a big play with it.
On that 61-yarder, could you run through that play start to finish and why it worked?
I had a comeback on the outside, and once I came back out my comeback route, and I saw him rolling my way, and I saw everybody coverage was kind of late coming my way. I kind of turned around, scrambling, he beelining it to me, and I caught it and turned up the field.
Trent, you guys had a couple injuries at receiver last week, and now it looks like there's a couple more. How tough has that been for
them? Oh, that's very tough, knowing that the wear and tear and the amount of plays you want to be out there as a group. We know that we can rotate and get certain guys on plays, but with those guys going down, it's just put more toughness on us. But we, as a receiver group, we're willing to go in there and compete still without those guys.
Have you talked to Hawk?
I talked to him this morning when he came in, and he said he's feeling better.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
How worried are you about him considering this is his second one since October 28th?
It's a big deal. The concussion is something you don't play around with. I just continue to tell him to get healthy, and by the time he's coming back, by the grace of God, he'll be fully healthy.
That looked like a cheap hit. Did you guys take a good look at it today?
Yeah, he kind of left his feet, which is unacceptable when he left his feet and kind of launched into Hawk. He could have easily just passed by because he was kind of already off balance, but it's the game of football. Those guys looking to take our head off, and it's the same thing towards us.
Last year when we talked to you about Johnny in there, you know, I think you said like he had to help finish play. You guys had to help him finish plays in the huddle.
Yeah.
How much different is it now with
it's
him?
Night and day. He's going in and pronouncing all the words and strong arm with the plays, and we just feel comfortable enough with Johnny and our quarterback, and he's coming in and competing, and we competing with him.
Is it any the sequence of words he has to say? Is it different this year than last year when Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator?
That's just all about him being prepared. He's well comfortable and well prepared this year, that's all.
Josh, how hard is it being 2-8 heading into the bye? I mean, the playoffs are out of the picture. How do you handle that?
It's hard, knowing that we don't want to tank the season because there's still games out there to be played, and we just coming into that for the next Monday night game versus the Ravens, and just hopefully to just get a win. We get a win knowing that wins always good. It's no matter what, 2-8. We just looking forward to be 3-8 next time we go on the field.
Does a 2-8 season change your outlook about next year for you?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. It doesn't matter. As long as we get the right pieces in here and the right staff and anything we need to make this team great, I'm willing to stick by and for the long haul.
How close? I mean, 2-8, getting killed these last few weeks, doesn't look like you guys are close at all. How close do you think you really are, though?
We're very close. Just limit the mistakes and all the penalties, the holding, the false starts like we can on offense. Just limit those mistakes, and the game will turn out to be pretty close to what it is.
Josh, what about the chemistry you and Johnny have? Even earlier in the year, it seems like there's kind of an understanding of where you need to get to if he's scrambling. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I don't say it's a chemistry. It's just all about getting open. If you create enough separation for your quarterback, he'll get you the ball. It doesn't matter if it's me, Hawk, Hartline, or Gabe. Whoever had the most separation going to get the ball.
I know you had the long catch and run, but did they take away a lot of the deep routes? Were they, you know, kind of playing zone and making them go with the short stuff underneath?
All the time. It was some players when we was in the red zone, they rolled the linebacker, the safety, and the DB my way for certain plays. They know they diagnosed that we were going to run, but we just got to stick to it and check down, and when the deep ball reveals itself, make sure we take full advantage of it.